People in Massachusetts are feeling a little less worried about being infected by the coronavirus, according to a new poll. However, the survey by the Western New England University Polling Institute found there is caution, even among the vaccinated, when it comes to activities like dining in a restaurant or going to the movies. The poll results released this week also touched on vaccine hesitancy, the reopening of schools, and Governor Charlie Baker's handling of the pandemic. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Tim Versalotti, political science professor and director of the Western New England University Polling Institute.
We're seeing some changes in terms of perceived threat, but it's not going away. People are still fairly concerned. So our survey of 415 adults in Massachusetts, which we conducted March 1st through the 31st, what we found, 44% were still very or somewhat worried about contracting COVID. Now, that's an improvement from our last survey in October and November, where the figure was 64%. And what we find is that the breakdown by group is very similar to the fall. Women tend to be more worried than men, 50% of women, 39% of men. Democrats more so than Republicans, 54% of Democrats, 33% of Republicans. Non-white respondents, more than half, 54% very or somewhat worried, compared to 41% of white respondents. But this was the interesting finding. We asked people whether they had received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. 34% of our sample said they had. And although going in, I was curious whether that knowledge, that receipt of the vaccine might give people more confidence, we didn't see a difference. 55% of the vaccinated were still very or somewhat worried about contracting COVID. So it didn't have the predictive effect that I had expected. And one theory is the groups that tend to be more worried also are the groups that tend to have gotten the vaccine. So women more likely than men, older respondents, 69% of our 65 plus sample have gotten the vaccine. Older respondents, Democrats more so than Republicans. So it's not so much vaccine status, it is other characteristics that shape whether people are still worried about contracting COVID.
How much, if any, vaccine hesitancy did the poll find?
Well, what we saw was Democrats were certainly more willing to get vaccinated than Republicans, women more so than men, white respondents more so than non-white respondents. Although breaking it down in terms of who did or didn't, when we get to non-white respondents, our group gets pretty small. What we saw overall among those who had not yet had a dose of the vaccine, what we saw was 68% said they're very somewhat or somewhat likely to get the vaccine when it is available to them. And that's a big improvement over the fall when only 59% had said that. Among those who were very or somewhat unlikely, and that was about 29% of the sample now, down about 9 points from the fall, a third of that group said their biggest concern was that the approval process they perceived had been rushed and they felt there hadn't been enough testing. So that was the biggest cause for hesitancy. Overall, though, in our sample, we're seeing that hesitation go down as time goes on.
About 90% of elementary school children are now back in school classrooms in Massachusetts, 5 days per week. Did people agree with the move to fully reopen schools?
Yes, this was very popular among the folks who responded to our survey. We asked, do you support or oppose having schools reopened 5 days a week for elementary grades K through 5? And what we found, 36% strongly supported, 24% somewhat, so about 60% in support, 29% opposed. We did see some interesting differences by group, though. Men more likely than women to be supportive. 66% of men, 54% of women. A bit of a surprise there, given that the general sense is that the bulk of at-home education, the bulk of childcare has fallen to women during the pandemic. They were still somewhat more hesitant than men about endorsing a full-time return for elementary school students. White respondents, 62% were supportive, but non-white respondents were split pretty evenly, 47% support, 50% oppose. And we saw no difference here overall in terms of support by party, but among the strong supporters, 50% of Republican voters, only 32% of Democratic voters. So there were still some interesting divisions by group, by gender, by race, and by party on this issue.
You asked people to grade Governor Charlie Baker's handling of the pandemic. How'd he do?
Well, he's a B/C student, according to our survey respondents. That was the most common set of grades to assign to the governor. 11% gave him an A, 34% a B, 31% a C, 12% a D, 6% failing. Again, some interesting splits here, though. Did receiving a vaccine prompt survey respondents to give a higher grade? There wasn't a lot of difference on the A's among folks who had gotten at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. 12% gave the governor an A, 11% for folks who hadn't yet received one dose. The difference came in the middle of the grade distribution. 42% of the vaccinated gave the governor a B, compared to 29% who had not yet received a vaccine. We also saw very interesting differences based on information received. So we asked folks, how much information have you heard or read about the state's vaccine program? And then the responses were a lot, some, little, or none at all. Among those who had heard a lot of information, 17% gave the governor an A, 36% gave him a B. Those figures were much smaller for the folks who heard little or no information. 6% gave an A, 31% a B. So here's the takeaway. The public's assessment of the job that the governor is doing in terms of getting the vaccine out to folks, it improves once people get a vaccine, and it improves them given that they hear more information. This suggests to me that the governor's messaging is effective when he can get it to people. When he says, I understand there's frustration and it's a supply issue, not a state distribution infrastructure issue. So to the extent that the governor's standing among all adults and voters might be dipping a bit, it does get offset once people get a vaccine and when they hear a lot of information about the state program.
Governor Baker's overall job approval rating has taken a hit in some recent polls. What did your survey find?
We saw a drop as well. So for his overall job approval rating, 62% approve of the job he's doing. That's down 6 percentage points from the fall. In terms of his management of the COVID pandemic, that dropped 5 points, down to 62% job approval as well. Other polls may have shown more significant declines. Ours, these are probably the lowest job approval ratings we've seen for him in his time in office. But I will say this, what we know from research on public opinion, when it comes to views on public figures, these things tend to gel pretty early on, and it's very hard for them to move in significant ways. Governor Baker is in the middle of his second term. People generally have pretty fixed views on this, on his job approval. And so this shift, it could be temporary. Time will tell. But in terms of our margin of error is plus or minus 6 on our sample of 415. So I'm calling this a pretty small dip at this point.
And it's still a pretty big number for a Republican governor in a Democratic state, true?
Absolutely. You talk to governors across the country, most of them would give their eye teeth for a 62% job approval. So even though there is some evidence of a decline, it's still pretty strong for a Republican governor in Massachusetts.
Tim, what else in this poll stands out for you?
What we saw, we asked people to rate how safe or unsafe they thought five activities would be. And we did see some movement there as well. Slight upticks in terms of people perceiving dining indoors in a restaurant, 51% saying that's safe, up 5 from the fall. Going to a movie, up 9 points to 42%. Participating in a worship service, up 7 points. The smallest increase was airplane travel. People are still pretty hesitant about that. Only about a third of the sample believes that to be safe, 61% unsafe. And here again, the vaccine status comes in an interesting way and not in an intuitive way. One might think that once you get vaccinated, you might feel more confident about these participating in these activities. And we saw just the opposite. Folks who had received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine were actually a bit more wary about these activities than people who had not yet been vaccinated. And I believe it is because of the overlay in terms of who is getting the vaccine. Tends to be older folks, tends to be women more so than men, Democrat more so than Republican. And all of those groups are just generally still very cautious about the pandemic. And so getting a vaccination, at least based on the data we're seeing here, that's not making people feel like they have license to do things they've been longing to do throughout the pandemic. Those folks are still pretty cautious.